Om Shanti. So when I said just a minute of silence, what did you do in that 1 minute of silence? What you did? Thought about the topic again. Anybody else? We disengaged ourselves from the coming into sound. When we say just a minute of silence, we become silent. Silent in the name of? We become silent at this level. So we disengaged ourselves from the sound and went inside, because she said, thought about the topic again. So where the thought comes? In the mind. So I went inside. So when we talk about the introversion, there are two words. One is introversion and another is extroversion. So if you divide this word into two, break into two, one is intro plus version. Extro plus version. And nowadays in the age of computer, everybody knows what is the version. You see, this is the latest version of this Microsoft. This is the latest version of this and that. So you understand what is the version? So similarly, when we say introversion, so that is the what? Internal world, the version about the internal world. And we say extroversion, means it is the version about the external world. So when we say go into introversion or be introverted, it doesn't mean that you are totally keeping quiet, but you are now going into the internal world, disengaging yourself from the external world and engaging yourself in your internal world. But how to go into that internal world? This is a big question. The very first day when we came to Baba, what Baba did on you? The very first lesson you got, what was that lesson? Awareness of your thoughts and other soul. Even though before knowing that I'm a soul, I was living life. Soul was there. Only thing was that I was not aware about it. Because life means combination of two entities. One physical entity, this 5 feet long body. And another is a spiritual entity, the very subtle tiny point of light, the spiritual light. These two entities, when come together, life exists. But when these two entities get separated, suppose now it is life, soul here, body here, now the soul comes out. So this body is without soul. So this is dead body. This is dead body. And the soul here, which has come out of here, body, so now this soul is without body. Body without soul, soul without body. So when the body is without soul, we call dead body. And when the soul is without body, we call bodiless. But this too, because I have forgotten myself, because I don't know how to go in the internal world, I have inclined to the external world since ages. So I forgot how to go inside. And so what happened as a result of that? These two entities got attached. These two entities got attached. And therefore, if this entity, suppose fell down, the body fell down, the pain here, I feel the pain here. Because they two are attached. Just like suppose, you know, they say in New Zealand is the land where most of the couples have the twins. And sometimes you might have heard the couples might be having the twins, but their two bodies are together. Twins means individual, two. But sometimes they both children, the both twins, they are attached to each other. So in such case, what happens? If one wants to sit, other is also compelled to sit. If one wants to stand, other is compelled to stand. If one wants to sleep, other is also compelled to. Is this life comfortable? Then what we should do? Get done the surgery and get it separated. And once these two children get separated, now they can do whatever they want. Means one is not dependent on the other. They can do anything independently. So what was happening with us also, before coming to this knowledge, because we forgot ourselves totally, only when I stand in front of mirror, I see this, I say this is I. And further, I say this is my finger. So what we did, we attached these two entities. And therefore, it has become difficult to be introversion, be introverted. Because both are attentional. So what Baba did, you are not a body. You are a soul, a sparkling light, a tiny light, a spiritual light, a living entity. And this body is separate. So what he did the surgery. He did the surgery, the two things which were attached, combined together, he made it separate. And once it got separated, now it is easier. We have to focus in the outer world or the internal world. So this is being introverted. Without knowledge also, people are introverted, introversion, but not in the real sense. Because they don't know where to focus inside, who am I? They can only focus on the thought that is going in internally. But who is that entity who is producing that thought, who is creating that thought? But when we come to Baba, he did surgery, he does surgery, and two things get separated. And now, when the two things get separated, then he highlights. He tells us the importance. Both are important, but which one is first important? Whom do we give priority? Whom do we give priority? Why? Why to soul? Why not to body? Because life is not without the existence of two. So why should give the priority to soul and not to body? Because soul is like a seed. Unless there is seed, tree doesn't come out. So we should nourish first seed. But since ages, we forgotten it, there was no question of nourishing it. So what we do when we sit in silence and do meditation? Withdraw means what? Power to withdraw. What does it mean, withdraw? The literal meaning. Sometimes you go to the bank for withdrawing your money. You go? Why you go for withdrawing money? Because you have deposited. You have your own account there. And you are going to withdraw from your own account. That is the withdrawing. Similarly, inside the body there is soul. But my whole attention is in the external world through sense organs. Eyes are seeing the scenes of the external world. Ears are listening to the words and sounds of the external world. Tongue is tasting the good dishes. The skin is having the good experiences of the touch, soft or hard, whatever. The nose is having the good smell or bad smell. So through the sense organs, I am in the external world. And now, because I got the knowledge I am a soul, what I am doing? I am withdrawing my attention. In the bank, You go for what? Withdrawing your money which you have. Similarly, it is I, the soul, who is getting into the internal, external world with the help of sense organs. So now what I am going to do? I am withdrawing myself from this external world. Means I am not going to use the sense organs. Completely I am focusing my attention on my own self. This is the very first power we get when we come to Baba. The very first lesson. So this is the first power to withdraw. Where to withdraw? On your own self. And when you go focus on yourself, that is the living thing. No? It is not non-living. It is non-living. Because of that living, it appears to be living. So inside is a living world. And living world means it is a living energy which continuously radiates the energy. So when I focus my attention, I can feel that energy. But if I don't have the knowledge, then people, when they are very tired, they think a lot and nothing comes out, then they only go internally, but what they are experiencing, only those vibrations of worries and hurries and tension and depression. But now because I have the knowledge, I am a soul, I am a powerful soul, I am a divine soul, I am a loveful soul, I am a happy soul. So the moment I start seeing this with conviction, the energy starts vibrating, that happiness, vibrations of happiness, vibrations of love, vibrations of power. And that I start feeling, and also whichever surround atmosphere I am sitting, that surrounding also gets fulfilled with those vibrations. And this is how whoever comes in the Madhuban campus, the moment they enter, they feel that they have entered in a different world. Even though the people living here doing the same thing, whatever you are doing in the world, talking, eating, sitting, everything we do here. But even then, there is a difference of vibrations. Because now we have the knowledge that I am a soul, powerful soul, happy soul, loveful soul, beautiful soul, divine soul. So when I remind myself my own qualities, together with reminding, with conviction, I am radiating also. So I am feeling also and making others also feel, whoever comes in that company. So what is the withdrawal? What is the introversion? Cutting, disengaging yourself from the external world and engage yourself in the internal world. Think about the internal world. And then, so connecting to yourself, to withdraw means, and then connecting to the one who has given this knowledge. So in the world means before coming to knowledge, everybody remembers God, no doubt. Very few are those who don't believe God, but almost everyone believes God. So they remember God, but we don't get connect to Him. Why? Because in order to get connected, same frequencies are needed. There should be matching in frequencies. God is the ocean of peace. So He is radiating all the time peaceful vibrations, frequency of peace. God is almighty authority, powerful, ocean of power. So He is radiating at the frequency of power, powerful vibrations is radiating. God is happy, blissful, ocean of bliss. So always frequency of bliss is radiating. And now here at me, knowing not about myself, what I am radiating? I am radiating the vibrations of sadness, peacelessness, depressed, upset, angry, worried, tensed. And then I am remembering God. How can we two get connected? There is no margin of getting connected to Him. Unless I come to the frequency He has. So power to withdraw. Disconnecting yourself from the external world. Entering into the internal world. Explore the internal world. On the basis of knowledge that Baba has given. Child, you are a soul, you are a happy soul. You are a loveful soul. So remind yourself with conviction because files are there. See, nowadays we are living in the age of mobile. Everybody has the mobile in his hand. Especially smartphones. And there are number of apps in that. For every task there is one app. And just have a click and the facility is available. Provided battery is charged. But if battery is not charged, not a single app is going to work, not even they are going to show their glimpse. They get disappeared. But if you charge them, if you charge the battery, all the apps, they not only appear, they are available at the service. So what is the learning from this? We learn from each and every example. No? That is the only purpose sharing the example. So what is the learning? Learning is that with the discharge of battery, apps don't destroy. They only disappear. They only disappear. Because for appearing and functioning, they require a little amount of charge, a required amount of charge. If it is not supplied, they won't work. They lie down there, they are still there, but they are just waiting for the required amount of charge which is required for functioning and appearing. And this is how, when we charge the battery, all those apps are again available. Similarly, all the apps of the peace and love, the happiness, the power, knowledge, bliss, the wisdom, it is in the soul. What is that? It is a file, no? And what is a file? It's a vibration. Suppose I'm talking now, if somebody going to record it, what will get recorded? Words are going to record there? No. When I'm talking, the air is coming. So here vibration is happening. That vibrating pattern is going to get recorded there. Isn't that true? So vibration, it is ultimately, if you go into depth, it is only a game of vibration. So those means energy, soul is energy. And energy can vibrate in a variety number of ways. So when soul is charged, that energy can vibrate in such a way that that vibration gives me the feeling of love. Soul can vibrate in a way that that vibration gives me the feeling of happiness. So when I remind myself, I am a soul, I am a powerful soul, I am a happy soul. Actually, that file which is stored inside, in which there are vibrations, which gives the feeling of power, happiness, it gets played. And this is how we feel that happiness or love, whatever. So withdraw your attention from the external world, enter into internal world, and come to the frequency, which is the frequency of the God, and then remember Him, you will get connected. And once you get connected, the energy always flows from higher level to lower level, and that energy will come to you. You will get more and more energized. And Brahma Baba used to do this. Nowadays, for this practice, we have a traffic control system. This traffic control system is nothing but withdrawing from the external world and enter into your internal world and then connect to Him, charge yourself, and then after charging, come into action. In mobile also same thing happens. If it is discharged, oh, I can't talk to someone. I have some urgent, oh, just for 5 minutes, keep for charging, then I can talk to someone. Isn't that true? So similarly, so when we are in the field of action, because since ages the soul battery hasn't been charged, so it is discharged, so it is radiating the radiation, the vibration of unhappiness, peacelessness, the worry and hurry and curry. So Baba has given this new technique that whole day you can't sit like this, doing this, but at least for in every 1 hour, take 1 minute. Charge yourself. So that next 59 minutes, you can keep yourself stable. You can keep yourself in that mode where you are vibrating, radiating the vibrations of peace and love and happiness. Again, after 59 minutes, you feel that, no, I can't radiate more powerful vibrations. My happiness is little decrease. So again for 1 minute, go internally, be introverted, connect to yourself, connect to Him, charge yourself, again come to the field of action for the next 59 minutes. Again after 59 minutes, come for 1 minute internally. So this is the power to withdraw. So nowadays we have everything in a systematic way. But in Brahma Baba, nowadays we have the example of Brahma Baba and seniors, how they are doing the efforts to come closer to the aim of becoming perfect and complete. Who was in front of Brahma Baba? No one. But he has the intoxication that I am the Baba's direct child. And always in history hall, Baba used to conduct murli there, night class also there. So always in the history hall, just like I'm sitting here, Baba used to sit in the sunli. And on the wall there was the picture of Lakshmi and Narayan. You know, in the murli, many times, this is your aim. And this means what? This picture. Baba used to finger out that picture. So this is my aim. So always keeping that aim in front. So he used to get intoxicated. Many times Dadi shared their examples, what they have seen. That sometimes we see Brahma Baba in the history hall sitting alone and he just like small child, just they laugh like this and they walk like with the four legs. Brahma Baba used to do, today I am this and tomorrow I am going to become small Krishna. So that much intoxication helped him because he knew that to reach that stage, I need to detach myself from body consciousness and attach myself to the soul consciousness. And that is why many times we listen from our seniors, hear from seniors, that when we used to go Brahma Baba to talk, 1 minute we see that Baba is talking to me and the next minute he is not here. He used to do this practice. Nowadays we have practice after 1 hour, the record will be playing and then I will come have the attention. Oh, this is traffic control, I have to be introverted. But in Brahma Baba days, there was no alarm also. like this. But he had internal intoxication that I have to become perfect. I have to become complete. This is my aim, to become Lakshmi Narayan. And for that, I need to detach myself from body consciousness and attach. Detaching from one thing and attaching to some other thing. Detaching from which is depleting the energy, and attaching to which is empowering. So he used to that practice. And that is what we are doing nowadays, practice after every 1 hour. But throughout the day, to be successful in that 1 minute practice, I need a strong foundation of Amrit Vela. If I don't have the strong foundation of being introverted, withdrawing in the morning for at least 15-20 minutes, it will become a little difficult to do 1 minute practice daytime. So this is power to withdraw, which comes to us very first day, at least the awareness. Then we have to develop it slowly, slowly. So this is about power to withdraw. Now any question? You want to more explanation about withdrawing? Is it clear what is the withdrawing? What we have to do? Very clear. And what Baba says in the Murli? First lesson is the last lesson. So we need to practice it more and more, rather than going to more depth of the other things. We need to go into the depth of this first lesson, because this is the first lesson which makes me to come to the level of the, that God has the frequency, to that frequency. This is only bringing me in that frequency. And once I come to that frequency, it is easy to get connected. And once I get connected, the power flows easily towards me and I get empowered. So, importance of charging. This is charging. Charging is happening, na? So, charging. So, we can say, what is the withdrawing? To withdraw means to charge yourself. Withdraw means to give yourself rest from the external world. Withdraw means to sharpen your axe. You might have heard the story of a sharpening the axe. Have you heard? There was a woodcutter, very strong, very skilled. Once he went to a timber merchant asking for a job, and that merchant gave him a good job, good salary and good decent work conditions. And so he thought, he also was happy, and so he had the determined thought that I should also do my best to please my boss. And so the timber merchant, the boss gave him an axe. So he went to the forest, and with the axe, first day he worked, he tried to its best, and he could chop down, bring down 15 trees in 1 day. And he came to the timber merchant, the boss. He was happy. And so he was happy, that boss was happy, so he got the motivation more. So next day he went and he tried harder. But even then, he could only bring down 13 trees instead of 15 trees. And third day, he tried even harder. But he could bring down only 11 trees. And then he apologized to the boss. Internally he thought, maybe I'm losing my strength. And then he went to the boss apologizing that, I don't know why I couldn't do the first day, what I did in the first day. And the boss asked, when was the last you sharpened your axe? He said, sharpen? I don't even have the time to sharpen it. But with that conversation, he did the very first task, that he sharpened his axe, and then he went to the forest And he could bring down the 15 trees which he could at the first day. And from that day, he started beginning his day with sharpening the axe. So what is the power to withdraw? What is the power to withdraw? It is sharpening the axe, because with this axe, I had to do in the work throughout the day. I had to bring more benefit. Otherwise it is getting blunt, blunt, blunt. So this is the power to it. So shall I move to the another power now? Okay. Yes. And Baba gives the example of the turtle, which you must be knowing. So I thought not needed to repeat it. Otherwise you know it very well.
You know, I think around that story, I think that's it's a really deep story. And, you know, so what can we do? Because sometimes now we withdraw the awareness inside, and then we find there's a lot of movement in the mind. You know, and particularly if we involve a lot in stimulation, we don't withdraw so much. And so sometimes we find, although we're yogis, when we go to sit in yoga, that because there hasn't been that introversion through the day, that the mind is moving a lot. I don't know if you have that, or, you know, the mind then can become dull. So what would you say, you know, if we're in that kind of situation where we do withdraw?
That is what I said, no?
Yeah.
Early morning, we should strengthen our foundation. That is the very first thing. And the second thing is that I always remain in this consciousness that one day I have to shed this body. Whatever I have acquired. See, a child, when someone's house, a baby is born, we give the news to our near and dear ones that baby has born. But few months back, the news is of different kind. Baby is growing in the womb. We don't say baby has born, we say baby is growing in the womb. And few months back to that, what is the news? She is pregnant. That time you don't say baby. You don't say baby, it is only she is pregnant. Because that time there is no baby. But that is the egg is there. And after multiplication, multi division, it takes the form of human baby. And when it takes the form of human baby, that time that soul enters. So very clear, there are two things. One is soul, one is the body. And with that body, when that soul comes out of the womb, the soul starts acquiring many more things. First the soul acquires is the body. Very first thing, when the soul comes from the supreme abode in this planet, the very first thing that the soul acquires is the body. And on the basis of the body that the soul has acquired, now soul is acquiring so many things. It can be relation, it can be property, it can be titles, it can be degrees, it can be money, wealth, whatever. And when we are in the consciousness of that, that is why those are counted in body consciousness. Because the basic thing is the body. Unless the soul acquires the body, soul is not going to acquire the things. And that is why every other thing that we are acquiring all comes under the category of body consciousness. So I have to remind myself again and again that this is the expansion. This is not the original. Original is the soul. If the soul is strong, I can make it work properly. Even if it is not cooperating, But if soul is strong, I the soul, then I can make it, I can manage. If the soul is strong, I can manage to have the relationship, even I am having the tough time, I can manage. So it is having the self-talk again and again, and also reminding, because when we were not in knowledge, we were not knowing that even though I am at the moment peaceless, I'm unhappy, I'm sad, I'm angry, but even then I have those divine qualities of purity and love that were missing in the when we were not in knowledge. But now I know that. So what I have to talk to myself, okay, at the moment I'm peaceless, but it is because I'm not opening my file of peace. So let me again withdrawing, just like withdrawing from the external world. And the thoughts which have the peacelessness or worry, this is again the vibrations of the external world. Because when we came from the Supreme Abode, there was no vibration of peacelessness. We didn't carry. So again it is something not mine. So I need to talk to myself. Who am I originally? Let me draw my attention towards that. Not to the what I am having the situation in the external, and because I am thinking of that, so I am feeling that. So let me move a little more inside. Because anyhow, withdraw means cutting yourself from the external world and entering into the internal world. But in that internal world also, cutting myself from those vibrations which arise because of body consciousness. And go deeper to the soul consciousness where my original qualities are lying. Let me just click over that. There are so many apps, no? In mobile. Sometimes on the screen, in the front screen, only few can appear. Then we have to move like this. And the second screen comes, oh, there are more apps. I was not knowing. So similarly, moving myself from one screen to the another screen. So definitely we have to work hard. We have to work on ourselves. It is because why we are having the thoughts of peacelessness or unhappy, because we are repeatedly self-talking on that only. So I have to change my self-talk. Then we can make ourselves stable, and that 1 minute traffic control will be qualitative. And that will give the fruit. If it is not qualitative, it is just like just standing like the statue. Externally people can say, oh, she is like a statue. But internally a turbulent energy is going. But if I am that awareness of soul, so that instead of radiating that turbulent energy, that disturbed energy, I can radiate the energy of peace and love. Okay? Is it clear? So now let us go to the another power. Power to pack up. So what do you mean by power to pack up? All of you are coming from the foreign countries here. So when you have to come here, you might be doing some packing. What do you pack up when you come here? What do you pack up when you come here? But at home there are varieties of clothes. Did you bring all? Means you only choose which is necessary here. Something, so I have full cupboard of my clothes. But I don't put all, I can't accommodate in the suitcase also. So what I do? I choose. What is the basis of choosing? Is it necessary, useful, where I am going? That only I have to choose and put in my bag or suitcase. So when we say power to pack up, means what? So this here is a bag. Here is the bag. And we know that the soul has acquired the body. and something which acquire will not remain with me permanently. I have to talk to myself. Anything which we are acquiring, they are not going to be with me permanently. They are only for a temporary time. You know, the people say, people are joining the cremation of others when somebody leaves, but they forget that one day I also to leave the body. They live as though they are living permanently in this world. So I have to talk to myself. Because what you said, when I said, what do you pack up when you have to come here? Because you are coming from one country to the another country. So in that country, the place where I am going, what is needed, that only you carry. Similarly, this is also a costume, na? The body is like a costume. And it is not permanent. It is not permanent. It is with me for longer time. It can be with me for 50 years, 60 years, 89 years. Just like daddy is having that costume for 104 years. But not permanent even then. Not permanent. She can be having that costume for next 50 years. But not permanent. One day, a soul has to leave the body, the costume. So that I should remember. Because when the soul is leaving the costume, one costume, one surrounding, definitely soul has to take the another costume, another surrounding, another people. So when I am going to the another costume, another surrounding, another people, so whatever is in the baggage will be useful there? I have to think, na? I have to think that way. Just like you think before coming here, what should I put in my suitcase? Same way I need to think, talk to myself. Because everything which is acquired physically, I'm not going to carry with me. I have to live it, everything, whether it is relatives, whether it is bungalows, money, bank accounts, whatever. Nothing is going to come with me. Even the costume is not going to come with me. So that again and again I have to remind. And therefore, so what is coming with me, going with me? What I have recorded here. The impressions I am going to carry, the sanskars I am going to carry. Then I have to think. So when only this thing, the impressions, the recordings are going to go with me in the another costume, another surrounding, another people. So what kind of impression should I carry? Impressions of worry, curry, hurry, tense, frustration, depression, angry? No. If I will carry this, suppose you have put the clothes in the suitcase which are very dirty. And when you reach here and have a shower and you change the dress. But changing the dress means picking up one new from the package. But already you have put the dirty one. So when you wear, oh, it is dirty. No, but I have picked from my suitcase. But you have kept dirty one already. So even though it is a fresh journey, you have reached here, you have just went for the bath and have come out, even the dirty, the same thing will happen there. Because if I carry the bad impressions here, so what I need in the next journey, that I have to think beforehand. Let me relate a beautiful story on this. It will make the things very clear. There was a king and he appointed 3 ministers just to take care of the people's welfare. And for that he gave them the authority and power. But one day, he came to hear that the ministers, they are misusing the money which is allocated for the people's welfare. And so, one day he called the ministers. for inquiry. But the ministers denied the allegation charges they were having, they denied for that. So minister must have done corruption cleverly. You know? So it was very difficult to find it. So the king arose out of the view that the problems are in rules made by me or the ministers. So a little change is needed at the basic level. He felt like that. So at that time he didn't have the idea. So he sent back the ministers. But afterwards he thought the churning process start what to do and what not to do. And then he came out with a thing. So after 2 days, he called the ministers again. And he said, I am going to present you a training about people's welfare. Because he appointed only for that purpose. And in the name of the training, what he said? Each one of you will be given a sack, a bag. And then with that bag, you have to go to the forest. And you have to fill the sack or the bag with the quality fruit. And then when you will be coming back with the sack filled with the quality, whatever you put, your bags or the sacks will be not checked. Your bags will be sent to some needy persons. Okay? So these ministers were directed to variety forests. They were told that you have to walk to the forest. You are not going to get the vehicle to go to the forest. You have to walk to the forest. And also the second condition was, for the time being, you complete your task of fulfilling the sack with the good quality fruit, unless you finish that, for that time being, to fulfill your hunger, you have to use the fruits in the forest. That will be the only food for you. With this condition, they were sent to different forests. Now, the forest is plenty of fruits. The sweet potatoes, yams, etc., etc. But they had to trek and collect. So it was for them like a little hard job. Because they were ministers, officers. They lived in the places like palace. So it was for them a little difficult job. But even then, because they were given this task, so the first minister, what he did, he felt in the beginning that it is a very hard job, but then he had the inner conversation on the basis of what the king said. He talked with himself that whatever I'm going to collect in the sack, it is going to fulfill and satisfy to some needy person. And therefore I'm happy to do it. Even though it is hard work, I'm happy because my task is going to fulfill and satisfy some needy person. So out of that happiness, he did. He only and only collected the best quality fruit, good quality fruit in his sack. And it took for him 3 days. And the second minister, he did a little shortcut. He used a shortcut. And what was that shortcut? He talked with himself. The king has said that nobody is going to check your bags. But suppose even then if they are going to check, they'll only check at the top, not at the bottom. So what he did? Shortcut, no? He is using the shortcut. So he, at the bottom, 80% rotten fruit was there. At the up, it was only 20% good quality fruit. Because thinking was that, already king has stated that nobody is going to check your bag. But even then, if somebody is going to check, at least they will check only at the top, not at the bottom. So he did a little clever job. So he could do this job in one day. Whereas the first minister took 3 days, because he was choosing every time whether it is a good or not. And third minister, he didn't want to do even this little work. He said, his inner conversation was, already king has said that nobody is going to check your bag. So what is the use of putting the good quality? You can put whatever you want. So what he did? He dried leaves and weeds. He collected quickly. And his bag was full. And so he could do it very swiftly. And he went to his place and slept in his house. Because already they were having a luxurious life, being a officer, having a house like a palace. Means their life was very luxury. So, you know, then one day, all these three came to the minister. And the minister, because he already said that we are not going to check your bags. So really he didn't check, but he ordered his forces and said to the forces, put this ministers here in separate underground jail. One more thing, he said, you have to collect the fruit which should be enough for 2 weeks for a person to survive. How much? That is how, na, I said ki he took 3 days, and because he didn't care about the statement that the king gave, so he took only 1 day and other only a little while. So he ordered his forces to put all the three ministers in a separate underground jail for 2 weeks. And you don't have to provide any extra food for 2 weeks. The fruit, the set they have brought is their food for 2 weeks. So you give there to provide to them their bag. Can you imagine what has happened to 3 ministers? The third minister, who was completely careless, can he survive 2 weeks in the jail? He couldn't survive. How can he eat the weeds and the dried leaves? So he couldn't survive. He starved and he died in 5 days. And the second minister, he did a little bit good. So in the beginning, 20% only, na? But 2 weeks, 80% it was rotten. But the hungry person can do anything, na? So he ate that 80% rotten fruit also, and he became sick. And because he became sick, king removed him from job. How can a sick person do a job? So he removed. And this first minister, who obeyed king's statement 100%, he did his job honestly. He ate those quality fruit which was enough for 2 weeks, and he survived. Not only he survived, he converted that loneliness of the jail into solitude. The people in the world, they are, you know, behind, where I will get the solitude all the time? I have this responsibility, that responsibility, this activity, that activity. You know, many times when you people come for translation, they all the time went into translation. I need my personal time. Translators say like that. So withdraw your attention, connect here, connect there, and charge yourself. Thank you. We were talking about the ministers. Third minister, second minister, done. Now the first minister. So he ate good quality fruit and he spent the quality time in the jail. And he came out for 2 weeks. No? They were supposed to be there for 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, when he spent quality time being alone, he came out with more clarity. We can say he came out as an enlightened one. He came to know, because in the beginning what the king said, I am going to present you a training for people's welfare. So he realized in those 2 weeks when he had the qualitative time that it is not good to do corruption. Even though they were clever, that other couldn't find that where they have done the corruption. But definitely they did. Because they did cleverly, it was difficult to find out. But they had done definitely. And so it has got recorded. Whatever you do, it gets recorded. Whether it comes into notice of others or not, whether others can trace or not, but it is recorded here. So all this he had the realizations. And when he came out with a more clarity, and so king gave him many gifts and promoted him with high salaries. This is what Baba is expecting from us. Child, pack up everything. And for that you need the solitude. And that is why Baba invites you every year, child, come here, it is your own home. Your father's home, it is your home. You don't have to do any responsibility. Only responsibility is be in solitude. Go inside. And whatever impressions there are, which are not good, please have the eraser and rub it. Rub it out, rub it out, rub it out. So what you have to rub it out? So what you said, when you come here, what you put in the baggage? Only necessary things. In the house there are so many things. They are necessary there, but not here. So when I'm going to the next birth, when I'm going to take another costume, whatever I have accumulated, what has happened in the past, he did very wrong with me, so I'm holding all those. Baba says, now erase it, let go it. This is the power to back up, na? This is the power to back up. Let go of past. Because if you keep holding the past which was not good, means that kind of vibrations you will be radiating. And that impression, more it will be there, that will become deep rooted. And once a sanskar becomes impatient, becomes deep-rooted, you might be knowing from your own experience, how much I try not to get angry, but without my notice I get angry. Because it is deep-rooted sanskar, we have to work a lot on that, to remove the deep-rooted sanskars. So that is what Baba says. Earlier we were not having the understanding. We used to say, tit for tat. But now Baba says, no, it is your some karmic account. You have to understand why somebody has done with you like this. Maybe it is my some previous karmic account. I have to settle down because now I have to go for a new journey, and my new journey should be free of all these things. So power to pick up means what is necessary? My original qualities are necessary only. Only my original qualities, that is what Bab Saman, we are saying the journey towards the Bab Saman. What are the sanskars of my father? Does he have the sanskar of getting angry? doing, showing the hatredness towards someone? No, but I have. So whatever is other than what Baba has, that is unnecessary. That is unnecessary, and all those things I have to let go. Does Baba have any feeling of guilty? Why didn't I came to the in the corporate to guide the children? Does he have the guilty that? But sometimes we have for something the guilty. Oh, I did this thing. So I'm not blaming others, but at least inside I have the feeling of guilty. So if I have that feeling of guilty, it will deepen, and the next birth also I will carry. So next birth also I am spoiling, because the foundation I am creating here only for the next birth. So let go of the past, let go of the guilt, let go of the expectations, because when we expect and people don't behave like that, then we feel hurt. Otherwise I was okay. But when the people, what I expected them to be the way, they were not like that, and then I felt hurt. So again I am acquiring those feelings which are not necessary. So let go of expectations. Let go of the ideas about myself, because on the basis of body consciousness I have created my image. I am a person at a high level. People should give respect like this. Why should I respect and bow down? All this I had to let go. It was when I was not having the real knowledge. But now when I came to know the real knowledge, I'm not this, all these are acquired. And whatever it has acquired, one day I have to drop it. I'm not going to carry. But what I'm going to carry, I'm a peaceful soul. I'm a loveful soul. That should be my image. Earlier, my understanding was, this is I. But now, understanding has changed. Now, this is I. This is I. So, let go of the self-image that you have created on the basis of body consciousness. And last, let go of your ideas that this is my idea and this is right. People should follow this only. So that time also what happens, when I think this is the my idea and this is right, people should follow, and people are not, why they are going to follow me? They don't think it is right. It is me who is thinking that this is right. So again the feeling of hurt. So again those feelings which are opposite to my original qualities. So when we say power to pack up, means let go of unnecessary. And when we say unnecessary, means every that feeling which my father doesn't have, I should also not have. What my father has the sanskara of mercy, compassion. Not he doesn't hold. What in the Sakarmulis many times Baba says, you have insulted me since last 63 births. But even then, he has compassion and mercy for us. And for me, no, she said that bad verse other day in the gathering, I'm not going to forgive her. So I'm holding the bad qualities in me. So who I am spoiling my own inner atmosphere. And spoiling my inner atmosphere because I'm sitting there and my atmosphere is having the vibrations of negativity. And then I say, oh, my life is not good. Who has made it bad? I myself. So power to pack up means let go of past which are hurting me. Let go of expectations. Let go of self-image that I have created on the basis of body consciousness. Let go of the idea that this is my idea and this is the right one. And this is what Brahma Baba did. That is why in the Murli comes, Gud jane, gud ki gothri jane. In English we say, the jaggery and the bag in which the jaggery is hold, that knows how sweet is the jaggery. Brahma Baba knows each child what is happening, because Brahma Baba used to receive the news of each and everyone. But even then Baba has the mercy and compassion for everyone. He never ever make the other one to feel that he has done wrong, but rather than he used to give the power to change. So power to pick up means, don't wait for others to change, but gain yourself power from him that you change yourself, and on the basis of when you change yourself, then you can help them by vibrating those powerful vibration to others, and they will automatically change. This is what Brahma Baba did. And this is how he became perfect and complete in 33 years. And now he is just helping us. He has reached to the perfection. There is not a single trace of imperfection. He is only and only serving we children, helping us to become like him. So this is our journey towards becoming Bap Saman. These two powers only can help me to become Bap Saman. Om Shanti. Any questions? Come closer.
If in the past, you know, we have made stupid mistakes, any wrong things, so in that case, we just need to forgive ourselves. We don't need to hold it in our heart and feel guilty about it.
Just remove all those things, yeah.
Just let it go.
Because unless you let it go, you can't allow your original qualities to emerge.
Okay.
Because it is like there are two parties. Suppose here 100% and here also 100%. Now this is the ground.
Mm-hmm.
This is the ground. And they have to play. Some from here and some from here. Now they have given the freedom that whoever comes first can come. Now this group, this party, they were very active. And all of a sudden when they saw the ground is empty, they ran. And the ground has the capacity of holding only 100%. See, here are 100%, here are 100%, total 200. But the ground where they have to play, it can hold only and only 100%. And the freedom is that first come and first win, like that. So whoever will become the first active from this side or this side, they will be more in number in this ground. And now, suppose from this group, the 70 people came. And from this group, only 30 could came. Because by that time, the 70 covered. Mm-hmm. So only 30 remained. And the 30 came. Now, who is the more stronger?
The 70.
Who will win?
70 people.
Similarly, here, there are two groups, two parties. One party, devilish qualities. Another party, divine qualities. But in order to play the game has a capacity. The ground has a capacity. That this ground can hold only this many. So who has to come first? They will win. So what we are doing when we are not letting go, means the ground is always occupied by the devilish quality. So there is no chance for divine quality to come out.
Thank you, sister. Excellent example.
That is the reason why we have to let go. Whether it is a guilt, it is past, it is expectation, my idea, my self-created image, whatever, because it comes into the category of devilish quality. So if I keep on holding this, so ground is always filled with, and so there is no margin for the divine quality to come and enter in the world, in the ground. And then they are very less and they will be defeated by this team. The devilish quality team will defeat the divine quality. So this is how simply if you work on these two powers, it is easy to go towards the Bap Saman stage.